This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. The Tax Foundation's mid-year report shows Louisiana has fallen from its spot as the highest average combined state and local sales tax rate. The state's 9.547% average comes just 1/1,000th of a percent behind Tennessee. Vice President of State Projects with the Tax Foundation, Jared Walczak, says the two states have been neck and neck since 2018's Louisiana sales tax cut. The Bayou State is expected to see its first sales tax cut since 2018 as a temporary 0.45% portion of the state sales tax will expire in July of 2025. Louisiana currently ranks 37th in the nation with a 4.45% sales tax. A Kaplan police officer is facing a third-degree rape charge after he allegedly pressured a woman to leave a bar with him early Saturday. The victim says instead of taking her home, 35-year-old Terry Wayne Leopold Kraut Jr. took her to a rural road outside of the city and committed a non-consensual sexual act on her. The case is under investigation. Former President Donald Trump returns to Louisiana today. He'll be in Metairie for a high-priced fundraiser for his 2024 campaign. VIP reception costs $3,300 per person. And if you want a picture with him, that's $23,000 per person or per couple. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says this is an efficient way for a presidential candidate to raise money.
Just fly in, have a small reception, take some pictures, and get back on the plane.
Businessmen Boise Bollinger and Joseph Cannizzaro are hosting the fundraiser. While President Trump visited an LNG plant in Lake Charles in 2019 and said Louisiana is a state that loves him very much, Hogan says Republican voters in the state have been in Trump's corner through thick and thin.
Louisiana is a state where Donald Trump in the last two elections has done very well. In the last election, he won 58% of the vote.
And Hogan says despite the president's legal troubles, Trump is still able to collect large dollars from GOP donors.
Trump is able to raise money in a way that's not too different than an incumbent president raises money. People want to support a candidate they think that they will win, and he looks like the best alternative on the Republican side right now.
The Sun Belt Conference, Conference USA, and the SWAC all hold their media days today. The Cajuns are picked to finish third in the Sun Belt. ULM is picked seventh and seventh in the team division. Louisiana Tech is picked to finish fourth in the nine-league team.